could be held in contempt of Congress. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. The committee investigating the Capitol riot moves forward with charges against two Trump allies.
The committee's seven Democrats and two Republicans voted unanimously to charge Trump advisors Peter Navarro and Dan Scavino. Both, over more than a year, have failed to adhere with requests for information related to the Capitol riot last year. Committee Chair Benny Thompson says they have been hiding behind executive privilege.
They're not fooling anybody. They are obligated to comply with our investigation. They have refused to do so, and that's a crime.
The next step is to have the charges considered and voted on by the full House. If passed, they then go to the Justice Department, which makes the ultimate call on prosecution. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
President Biden says he's not walking back comments he made over the weekend that suggested Russian President Vladimir Putin be removed from power.
He shouldn't remain in power. Just like, you know, bad people shouldn't continue to do bad things. But it doesn't mean we have a fundamental policy to do anything to take Putin down in any way.
President saying the comments are made out of moral outrage, not regime change. A spokesman for the Kremlin called the president's comments quite alarming and a personal insult. Ukrainian forces claim to have retaken a suburb of Kyiv and an eastern town from Russians as negotiators are assembling for another round of talks. President Volodymyr Zelensky says his country is prepared to declare its neutrality and consider a compromise on contested areas in the country's east. A South Dakota House committee is recommending the state's attorney general face no impeachment charges for his actions in surrounding a fatal 2020 car crash. The committee found the actions of Jason Ravensbourg, who struck and killed a man walking near a rural highway, did not warrant impeachment. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
Comedians are reacting to the slap delivered by Will Smith to Chris Rock after Rock made a joke about Jada Pinkett Smith's hair loss during the Oscars.
That hit close to home, especially for those in the stand-up circuit. Conan O'Brien tweeted, "Just saw the Will Smith slap. Anyone have a late night show I can borrow just for tomorrow?" Rosie O'Donnell wrote, "Bravo to Chris Rock for not eviscerating Will Smith." In 2018, Pinkett Smith spoke publicly about alopecia and her hair loss. Director Judd Apatow described the attack as out of control rage and violence. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Smith has since apologized to Chris Rock, saying on Instagram he acted emotionally to a joke about his wife's medical condition. Police in Bay County, Florida, saying they won't tolerate rowdy behavior from spring breakers after a 21-year-old from Alabama was shot in the foot yesterday in Panama City Beach. 50 to 60 guns have been confiscated from spring breakers in South Florida. Rowdy crowds, public drinking, and increasing violence associated with the South Beach neighborhood has led officials to impose a midnight curfew over the weekend. It came after the shootings that injured five people in South Beach last week. A new poll takes a look at Americans' nuclear fears surrounding the Russian invasion of Ukraine.
Most Americans now think Russia's war on Ukraine and the U.S. and Western responses have brought the planet closer to nuclear war than ever before. That's according to a poll conducted by the Associated Press. Their numbers reveal 7 out of 10 Americans feel we've never been this close to the feared destructive conflict. Further, the AP poll suggests that half of all Americans think Russia would use its nuclear weapons directly on the U.S. homeland. Russia's war on Ukraine has been going on for more than a month. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Iowa nearing passage of a dramatic reduction in unemployment benefits to try to force people to fill thousands of open jobs. I'm Lisa Lacera. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.